ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 5 The Creative Impetus Chapter 3 Rishabhadev's Appearance in the Womb of Meru Devi, Wife of King Nabhi Part 3 Verses 16 through 20 Rishabhadev's Appearance Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. The priests, who were even worshipped by King Nabhi, Emperor of Bharatavarsha, offered prayers in prose, although generally they were in poetry. All of them bowed down at the Lord's lotus feet. The Lord of Lords, ruler of all the demigods, was very pleased with the priests and began speaking to them as follows. O great sages, certainly I am very pleased with your prayers, for you are all truthful, and you have prayed for the benediction of a son like me for King Nabhi, but this is very difficult to obtain. Since I am the Supreme Person without a second, and since no one is equal to me, another personality like me is not possible to find. In any case, because you are all qualified brahmanas, your vibrations should not prove untrue. I consider the brahmanas who are well qualified with brahmanical qualities to be as good as my own mouth. Since I cannot find anyone equal to me, I shall personally expand myself into a plenary full portion and thus advent myself in the womb of Meru Devi, wife of Maharaj Nabhi, son of Agnidra. Sukadeva Goswami continued. After saying this, the Lord disappeared. The wife of King Nabhi, Queen Meru Devi, was sitting by the side of her husband, and consequently she could hear everything the Supreme Lord had spoken. O Vishnu Dutta Parikshit Maharaj, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased by the great sages at that sacrifice. Consequently, the Lord decided to personally exhibit the method of executing religious principles as observed by brahmacharis, sannyasis, vanaprastas, and grihastas who are engaged in rituals. And the Lord also decided to satisfy the desire of Maharaj Nabhi. Subsequently, the Lord then appeared as the son of Meru Devi in his original spiritual form, which is above the three modes of material nature. Chapter 4 The Characteristics of Rishabhadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Part 1, verses 1 through 7. Maharaj Nabhi goes back to Godhead. Sukadeva Goswami continued. As soon as the Lord was born as the son of Maharaj Nabhi, he manifested symptoms of the Supreme Lord, such as marks on the bottoms of his feet, namely the flag, thunderbolt, etc. This son was equal to everyone and very peaceful. He could control his senses and mind, and possessing all opulence, he did not hanker for material enjoyment. Endowed with all these attributes, the son of Maharaj Nabhi became more powerful day after day. And due to this, the citizens, the learned Brahmins, demigods, and ministers all wanted Rishabhadev to be appointed ruler of the earth. When the son of Maharaj Nabi became visible, Rishabhadev evinced all good qualities described by the great poets, namely a well-built body with all the symptoms of the Godhead, prowess, strength, beauty, name, fame, influence, and enthusiasm. When the father saw all these qualities, King Nabi thought his son to be the best of all human beings, or the supreme being. Therefore, he gave him the name Rishabha. The king of heaven, Indradeva, who is very materially opulent, became envious of King Rishabhadev. Consequently, Indra stopped pouring water on the planet known as Bharatavarsha. At that time, the Supreme Lord, Rishabhadev, master of all mystic power, could understand King Indra's purpose, and so he smiled a little. Then, by his own prowess, through Yogamaya, his internal spiritual potency, Rishabhadev profusely poured water upon his own place, which was at that time known as Ajanabha. Due to getting a perfect son according to his desire, Nabhi was always overwhelmed with transcendental bliss and was very affectionate to his son. And it was with ecstasy and a faltering voice that King Nabi addressed Rishabhadev. Oh, my dear son, my darling. This mentality was brought about by Yogamaya, whereby King Nabi accepted the Supreme Lord, who was actually the Supreme Father, as his own son. Out of his supreme goodwill, the Lord became Nabi's son and dealt with everyone as if he were an ordinary human being. Thus, King Nabi began to raise his transcendental son with great affection, and Nabi was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, joy, and devotion. Maharaj Nabi could understand that his son, Rishabhadev, was very popular among the citizens and among government officers and ministers. Comprehending the popularity of his son, Nabi enthroned Rishabhadev as emperor of the world to give protection to the general populace in terms of the Vedic religious system. To do this, King Nabi entrusted Rishabhadev into the hands of learned brahmanas, who would then guide Rishabhadev in administrating the government. Then King Nabi and his wife Meru Devi went to Badarika Ashram in the Himalaya mountains. There, the king engaged himself very expertly in austerities and penances with great jubilation. In full samadhi, Nabi worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form as Nara-Narayana. He is Krishna in his plenary full expansion. By doing so, in course of time, Maharaj Nabi was elevated to the spiritual world known as Vaikuntha, that place where there is no anxiety. O Maharaj Parikshit, to glorify Maharaj Nabi, the old sages composed two verses. Who can attain the perfection of Maharaj Nabi? Who can attain his activities? Because of his devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, agreed to become his son. And who is a better worshipper of the Brahmanas than Maharaj Nabi? Because he worshipped qualified Brahmanas to their full satisfaction, the Brahmanas, by their prowess, showed Maharaj Nabi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, in person. Recorded March 5, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namaste Purusham Tvadyam Ishwaram Prakrte Param Alaksham Sarva Bhutanam Antarabahir Avastatam Maya Janavikachanam Agyad Adhoksajam Avyayam Na lakshyase mudha drisha Nato natya daro yatha Tata paramahansanam Muninamam latmanam Bhakti yoga vidharnatam Katham pasyema hi striyaha Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devati Nanda Nayacha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malane Nama Pankaja Nitraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Vipada Santu Tashashvat Tatra Tatra Jagad Guru Bhavato Darshanam Yatsyad Apunar Bhava Darshanam Janmaishvarya Shruta Shrivir Edamana Madakuman Naivarhati Abhi Datumbai Twama Kinchana Gocharam Namo Kinchana Vittaya Navritta Gunavrittaye Atma Ramaya Shantaya Kaivalya Pataye Namaha Manye Twang Kalamishanam Anadi Nidhanam Vibhum Samancharantam Sarvatra Bhutanam Yan Vipakali Janma karma cha vishvatman Ajasya kartur atmanaha Tiryan amrishishu yadaksu Tad atyanta vidambanam Kechid ahur ajangjatam Punya shlokasya kirtaye Yado kriyasyan vavaye malayasyeva chandanam Aparebha vasudevasya devakyam yachito vyagat ajastvam asya kshemaya vidhaya cha suradvisham varavataranayanyi bhuvonava ivo dadhau idantya bhuri varena jato hi atma bhuvarthitaha bhavesmin krishyamananam avidya kama karma bhi sravana smaranarhani karishyan iti kichana kevayam nama rupabhyam yadubi sah pandavah bhavato darshanam yarhi rishikanam iveshituhu nayam shobhishyate tatra yafedani dadadhara twatpadaya ankita bhati svalakshana vilakshitai ime janna padasridha supakvaushadi virudha vanadri nadi udanvanto ye edhante tava vikshitai atha vishvesha vishvatman vishvamurte svakeshume sneha pasham imang jindhi vridhang pandushu vrishnishu twai me nanya vishaya matir madhupate sukrit ratim udva hatad adha ange valgamu dandati nama om vishnu padaya krishna preshaya bhutale shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshaktarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare